Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis. We're here in part as a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. We appreciate those folks in helping us bring these reports to you all this week long. We've got another young man that's waiting on Saturday right now. We're talking about the regional star in agribusiness from the state of Oklahoma, Rusty Kenner. He's from the Cheyenne FFA chapter. Had the opportunity to catch up with him as he's making all the rounds with the other regional star candidates in the four different classifications, talking with the media, doing pictures and all of that. And we had the chance to visit with Rusty about his operation back home in Cheyenne.
I started my agricultural business in 2002, and my grandparents deeded me and my brother our farm, a hay baling business and a water well drilling business. They passed away shortly after, leaving a large responsibility on me and my brother to make the businesses run successfully, still attend school and graduate. Now our businesses are still running successfully and continually growing, and we're still doing great.
Now, on the agribusiness side of it, that would be with the hay baling business and the water drilling business, right?
Yes.
Let me start with the water drilling first of all. Tell me a little bit about that operation.
Our water well drilling business drills an average of 44 wells a year, and the average well around our house is 120 feet deep. We've been able to refurbish the equipment that we started with and make it to where it operates better and buy new equipment that we need to make to where we can do it faster and not have to work as hard. Like, we bought a backhoe and bought newer trucks.
Tell me, back in the old days, you'd get your water witch out. How do you find wells these days?
We still witch water. It's actually called water dowsing, where we use a fork of a willow tree, and then you hold it a special way, and you walk, and it pulls. You can feel the pull of the stick when you find water, and whenever it pulls, there's water.
So are you pretty good at that?
Yeah, I can witch myself, yes. Me and my brother both can witch.
Tell me about some of the things you've had to learn to be successful in dealing with customers.
I've had to learn patience was the biggest role. They might want to drill a well somewhere that, we witch everywhere we drill. And they might want to drill somewhere there's not any water by witching, and we'll witch and find somewhere. And then we finally have to talk them into, there's not water there. We need to drill over here. Getting them convinced where to drill is the hardest part.
As you think about that particular business, is this something that you see that will continue to have need? In other words, when do we have enough water wells?
We'll never have enough water wells. A human's not ever going to not drink water. They're going to drink water, just like they're going to eat food. It's the two things that a human has to have to live. We need water. So water wells, they are going to be continually to be drilled because the water table's constantly dropping, so the wells have to go deeper and deeper. There's constantly a well going bad or going dry, so there's a constant need for new wells.
Do you find it's more of a function of it drying up, or the water kind of gets a little sour? Or what's the reason as much as anything?
The water tables, the depths of them's dropping to go deeper, so more like it's drying up. Their water's being used out.
What about the hay baling side of things?
Hay baling, we have a custom swathing and baling business. We swath hay and then we bale it. Most of ours are on half shares with our customers. My halves average about 1,800 bales a year. And then we sell hay as well to customers around that need hay, and then we keep hay for our own cows. We have our own cows and calves.
As far as that end of the business, this is something that you, I'm sure there's a lot of maintenance, there's a lot of things you got to do to make sure your equipment's in good shape, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot of maintenance, care, and upgrade of tractor swathers and balers to make the hay baling business to where it's continually profitable and continue to where you can grow bigger, to where you can cut more acres in less time, to where you can constantly expand. You have to upgrade and keep good maintenance.
Now, you're getting to the end of your FFA career, but what, a year ago you were in Indianapolis as well, right?
Yeah, last year I was up here. I was a national finalist, agri-service proficiency. I won that last year.
What would it be like to be the national star agribusinessman?
It'd be a huge honor. It's already a huge honor to be a finalist in the national star, but to win the national star would be a huge honor. It's the highest award I could win in FFA.
Tell me about plans going forward for you and your family.
I just plan on continue trying to grow a little bit if we can, or even stay the same if we can. We don't want to ever want to downsize. We want to continue to grow or stay about the same size.
You know, you're part of the world that kind of dry, kind of harsh weather a lot of times. Do you feel that for the most part, agriculture still, are guys you work with, are they still pretty optimistic?
Yeah, you know, it don't ever rain, seems like, so the crops don't ever grow good. But, yeah, you know, they seem like they're going to continue to, you know, farm and stuff, run cows.
Rusty Kenner of the Cheyenne FFA chapter. He's a regional star in agribusiness here at the 2010 National FFA Convention. He'll know his fate as far as whether or not he'll be the star in agribusiness this year or not come Saturday morning. Reporting on the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.